Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about doing the minimum. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, hi Frederick, would you say that it's okay to just want to do the bare minimum at work? Well, I suppose that is up for discussion. I mean, I will make an argument that if you mentally have the idea, like you're mentally thinking that you are either exhausted or tired of this or so forth, because usually when you phrase it like that, doing the bare minimum, then you're sort of, at least in my experience, then you're going out of your way to see how much you can get away with, if that makes sense. And haven't really, it's not that often that I see that sort of mentality ending up well for anybody. But at the same time, the reality is that doing the quote-unquote bare minimum, and what that actually entails for you as a software developer, comes down to how well the company knows how to do work. Because frankly speaking, the thing that is different about software engineering, in my opinion, from most other occupations, well, not all of them, but like in many cases, is that in order for you to be effective as a software developer, you will have to know certain things, but you also have to have a certain level of commitment to the thing that you are doing. Because doing the bare minimum all might just be you're producing code and so forth, right? But you can only sustain that for so long before, depending on what you define this as, until you start having problems and so forth. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, there's quite a lot of systems that are really shit, and it's a combination of everything from the ineptitude of the software developers to like lack of motivation to management, or like the company itself not having a good work structure. Like there's all these complications that come down to like this problem where there's like a bore, there is this sweet spot where in order for you to deliver software effectively, you need competent and talented and motivated workers, because no manager in the world can fix this problem. It's a problem that cannot be solved in the traditional way, where like management just, you know, it's sort of in my opinion, it's sort of a different way of like looking at this issue. It's similar to, how do I put this in a way where if your traditional idea of how a manager solves a lot of their problems is with creating quite a lot of different incentives, if that makes sense. It depends on, you know, your region in the world and your culture and so forth. But I mean, there's a reason why there's this resentment towards managers and companies and so forth for a large portion of the world's workers. But in the problem here is that the power structure, if that makes sense, is in essence reversed here as in software. I'm not saying that you have power. I'm saying that if they don't keep you happy, they will like there will be a loss of revenue. There will be issues, and there is literally, at least on average, no way for them to check. They don't have your skills. It's, as I like to say, it's basically magic. So you doing the bare minimum, they won't know what the bare minimum is as long as they see the code. Because the way that the company evaluates on average how well you are doing, or if you're doing a good job or not, is if you can deliver the software. So if you define the bare minimum as just shipping the software, well, congratulations, then you're like the norm. Because that is the, well, for most companies, the bare minimum, and anything above that is things that they want and things that should be, like include an example, be writing unit tests. Everybody asks about it, but do you know how many people I know who do that on a regular basis without supervision or something like that? Like, I mean, the people who care about their job do it. The people don't give two shits about it, they don't do it. So you could think of that as doing the bare minimum of work. They're both going to ship software, but one is going to do it better than the other. Although, like, these are the same sort of phenomena that I argue you see in... I mean, we have this idea that companies and so forth will do the right thing, even if there's not a regulation and governments and so forth are just getting in the way. But the reality is that if you don't force people to do something they don't want to do or something they don't really feel like doing, they're not going to do it by themselves. And it's the same thing here with software developers. Doing the minimum work is literally just get the code to work. And if you are like, if question if that is okay or not, it's really, to me, it becomes more sort of a philosophical question here, because you're asking me on a conscious level, is this okay? And you're basically committing your mind, in my opinion at the very least, it's like you're committing your mind to doing the bare minimum because you're not motivated. And I leave it to you to decide whether that's not okay, that's okay or not. But that's the only difference between this and what I just said, is that the people who do it are just doing it because they're lazy. They're not actually consciously perhaps thinking that, oh yeah, I'm doing basically nothing, or I'm doing the bare minimum, etc., etc. It's just work for them because it's the minimum amount of requirements. It's like, you know, that there's a famous picture of a meme where some dude who's drawing the lines along the side of the road they've laid the paint over a stick or like a piece of wood instead of going out and moving it, because quote unquote it's not their fucking job. And the reality is that for you as a software developer, almost no one has a chance of you catching you in the act doing something like that unless you have coworkers who are very motivated. So what I want you to take away from this is that yes, in essence, it's okay for you. Well, I don't want to say okay or not okay. If you want to like sort of phone it in for your career and just do the bare minimum, go for it. What I can tell you is that the software developers who usually do the best in our industry are don't have this mindset, because the minimum amount of work might be like, it will give you some employment options, but it usually is, at least in my opinion, something that is noticeable in people. People know, I would say on average, when they're dealing with someone who is unmotivated or have low worth ethics and things like that. And they usually don't do that well over time. If that becomes an ingrained personality trait within you and you can see and it shines through, trust me, people will pick up on that sooner or later. And because this is sort of the thing I was saying, IT depends on, to a large extent, that the software developers are motivated, they are talented, and like they have this desire to do a good job, because there's simply no way for you to create a management structure as with, you know, I don't know, a construction company or something like that, where you can very easily, quote unquote, where you can manage people in the same way, where you can quality check and like make sure that people are doing a good job in an easy, like an accessible way for someone who might not be working with them. In software, that's impossible because the manager doesn't know how to code, and nobody apart from the software developers do. It's basically magic, which means that you have to create an environment where the people feel motivated, but you also have to have people who are going to be susceptible to that. And that is a struggle for a lot of IT companies. There's a lot of bad software developers in the world. A lot of them are unmotivated, and they get by just fine, at the expense, of course, of other people. That's the problem, right? It's the same thing, like, you know, in the military, if you have an overweight soldier in a squad or something like that, they put other people at risk, or like so forth and so forth. It's that you're not pulling your weight, if that makes sense. But at the same time, as I said, no one can evaluate you, and the minimum is still going to be acceptable to the vast majority of companies, unless you have coworkers who are going to tell on you or something like that. So I will rephrase my answer and say this. I don't, at the personal level, feel that it's okay to have an idea that I'm going to phone it in as much as possible, because I'm just in it for the money, or I just want an easy time doing whatever the fuck I want, because I think that is... It's a behavior that I'm not fond of, that sort of behavior or those sorts of personality traits. But I know for a fact that you can get away with it. if that makes sense. That doesn't, in my opinion, mean that you should be doing it, but you can. Have a great day.